Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
We're having a good time here, John.
We really are.
People who are listening are having a good time.
We really are. And I just, unfortunately, Dan had said something earlier, so I hope he doesn't run in here quick. But there's something going around. I'm not going to say the word. There's something going around that in China, they asked to make a video about it, and I'm not going to say what it is, but they made that video on February 28th, and it was a very important video they made on February 28th for children in school as to what to do. February 28th, yes.
Yeah, that's a big number.
Big number.
28. What is that?
28.
What's 28? Let's see. Today's date is March 6th.
Yep.
If you add 28 onto March 6th, you come up with?
April 3.
April 3rd.
Wow.
That's when we're off.
Yeah.
Guys, I'll come in. I'll be coming in. No one's here. You're like, oh, guys, that's what the
US surprise is. It's hard to believe that it's down, the countdown is down to 28.
I can't believe it. I remember like 320. I mean, it just
It came.
Going to zero and then stuck.
Wow.
I know, going down.
And this word that we're not speaking of is really cramping my style because I said, listen, nothing. I was laughing. I said, I am going to be, I've been ordering still, even
though. Yes.
But
say it.
Birthday party is still in effect, guys, so don't worry. Don't you worry. The birthday party festivities
will
still continue.
Well, have you started already, basically?
Yes.
Celebrating your birthday? Started.
Well, we haven't started the celebration. You know, it's just been the, you know, the build-up.
Preparation.
Right, the build-up. Yeah. Right now we're in build-up phase.
Well, you have two garages just for festivity stuff.
God. You don't even know. Between
party stuff,
let's
and
be clear.
Clothing.
I know so many people that have birthdays in March, right? That's like a hot month for my gifts. So there's March. Yes.
Your group of friends, you mean?
Yes. A lot of them all just birth children in March. My cousins are in March.
Ren,
so there's a lot.
Ren doesn't know any of this. She has, the first time I was on the show, Christina said, it's my birthday. So whatever happened, I said, okay, happy birthday. And then that weekend, she said, I have my birthday party. Okay. And then the next weekend, I said, what are you doing this weekend? I'm having my birthday party. I said, I thought your birthday was last weekend. No. This is my real birthday.
Yes. Right.
She had a birthday party. The next weekend, I said to her, I said, oh, what are you doing this weekend? Having my birthday party. I said,
that's right.
She goes, no, I have one every weekend
for
the
whole
month.
Right. You never know. You know, you got to do the family thing, the friend thing. And this year, I'm really pushing it because I have my birthday party on April 4th. But then on April 3rd, you know, I usually do a lot of setup for the party. But now there's a taboo in it because there's a big event at Mulcahy's. That I have to attend. So,
Mulcahy's pub.
Yes.
Oh.
So it should be. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see how we power through. But like I was saying, March, and then I have Easter presents. There's like a lot going on. Birthday things in my.
When is Easter?
Easter is April.
Well, Lent started. I know that.
17th, I think, or maybe.
Oh, okay.
April. It's before. It's before I go away because Easter is a big holiday with the Liu family. It is April 12th, Easter.
Oh, thank you. April 12th.
April 12th. So, yes, I've had, you know,
do
I had
you
to make
knock
my Easter.
Eggs on it?
Yes, we do.
Do you?
That's the big.
I won the championship last year.
It's a very serious sport.
Do?
The knocking of the eggs.
This was in
our
my
Greek.
Case, it was a Ukrainian Lithuanian thing.
Yeah, and in Greeks. The Greeks do it too. It's like a good luck thing.
And everybody gets a boiled egg that's decorated.
We're all sitting around a table.
No, like a hard
boiled. Boiled, okay.
Yeah, hard boiled.
Yeah, like dying.
And we're all sitting around a table. Let's say there's 20 people. So, two people next to each other tap eggs, and if the egg breaks, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other two people tap, and you do that until you're down to one person.
It's like a serious blood sport
and you're
in
the
my
winner.
Family, though.
And
yes.
Last year, for the only time in history.
But the egg is still inside there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So then,
it's not soft-boiled. It's hard-boiled.
Yeah,
it's a hard-boiled egg. Okay.
Yeah. So
but yours didn't crack. I get you.
So it becomes
quite an event.
It's like, so we've been doing it forever because it's been our tradition forever. And
are they decorated eggs too?
Yes, they're all dyed decorated eggs. And of course, I'm always like very serious about like mine.
Well, there's a celebration. There's a last year. There's a video of me doing my victory dance.
I like it, Otto. I need to get a hold of that video. I need to absolutely see.
Because it was the first time I won ever.
And it does deserve a victory dance. I like it.
And being of a youthful age like I am, that's a long
you
time.
Had the moves. You had the moves.
But yes, it's a fun family event that we do. But like I have a lot of boy cousins who get very serious about it. And my grandpa was like really aggressive with it too. Tasso was always like very strong with his egg. I'm always very dainty.
So he'd be out of it then quickly.
Well,
well, it doesn't matter.
You don't know.
You could
you
be
don't
the
know.
One
Your
who...
egg could be like the diesel egg. You
oh,
don't
really?
Know.
See, there's no way to... It's like a
you
science.
Can't write.
You try to judge which egg is the strongest.
Yeah. And how you hold it. My cousins think they have like narrowed down the way. Right. It's a serious sport on Easter time.
Yeah.
And it usually is a very messy one. I'm like, all right, especially when it's at my house. I'm like, let's just not be
so
too crazy.
So once it cracks, it's done.
That's it. You're done. Well,
yeah, you're out.
Right,
you're out.
Okay.
You go in the other room.
But in my... But we also tend to like make an excessive amount because that's how we roll in our house of eggs all the time.
Right,
I'm like, I don't know who we're supplying all these dyed eggs for, but between me and my mom, it's like just dozens and dozens of dyed eggs. So we just kind of keep it going for hours.
Well,
upon
we
hours.
Kept the eggs with and write the name of the winner on the egg, and this goes back almost 40 years. We recently had to dispose of some of these eggs.
Wow.
You have the egg.
I had to
I'm moving up.
Well, they're in
you
a big
have
glass
the,
bowl.
I don't care what they're in, Otto.
Wait,
you
the,
have eggs
the
for 40 years?
They're in a glass, like, that's another story. I have a big snifter that I received for my 50th birthday,
okay.
Which was passed around. Everybody drank out of it. But anyhow, all the eggs go into this.
Oh.
All the eggs go into this snifter,
okay.
And they get piled up.
Okay.
But the problem we've discovered not long ago is when you shake them, there's really nothing much left of the egg except a little like a rattle almost, you know.
Oh, after X number.
So the egg is probably not, you don't have to actually have
an egg salad.
Odor, but it's a good idea to get rid of it.
I was going to ask you, is there an odor, so there's no odor?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's coming out until you crack it. When
yeah,
crack
but the
it,
inside shrivels up. Where it goes, nobody knows.
Wow.
Yeah. Over time. And so
that's
you wind up with
wait,
just
so, like,
a little rattle.
How many eggs do you think you had in there?
About 30 or 40. We had them all.
Wow.
Going back to when I
when you first started
Bunny.
Doing it. That's a cool thing.
Please
you
tell me you took
name?
A picture of this. I hope there's a picture of this
I do
egg
have
bowl.
A picture of that, actually.
Because you need a picture of the egg bowl. I really like that. I support
next
that.
Time, bring it in. I'd like to see that myself.
Yeah.
That is
I
the
know,
thought of it.
Because me and John's mind just I saw like both of our
you gotta be, you know, you're saying keep it. I kept it for a couple of weeks. 30
wow.
or 40 years.
See, what we could do is we could have a mini egg cracking contest here.
We could.
We could.
I'll do it. I'll bring it in. There we go. We can have our own little thing.
That's on the 12th.
Yes.
We could do it pre. Well, that's Good Friday. Are we here Good Friday? I don't
we are
remember.
Here Good Friday.
Yeah, we're here Good Friday.
Yeah.
We could do it on the day that might be my birthday or celebration.
Did you come in, Dan, because your mind is spinning?
40-year-old eggs?
See? Look, Dan's mind was grown, too.
Those babies. in the house.
Dan was really impressed with this, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's
God.
Nothing much left in the eggs.
I think that's so fascinating. Rattle. I never knew that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking. When he
yeah.
You learn a lot of things on this show.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I like it.
40-year-old hard-boiled eggs was not supposed to be one.
I think what I have to do every week is pick a word you're not allowed to say, because then you go off into all kinds of
right?
tangents.
Right? I was actually thinking that, but I like it. You know, the problem is a lot of events got canceled, so we needed to...
They got canceled because of the virus
of
that's
the
going
thing.
Around.
That's going around.
So,
going
and
around.
That's unfortunate,
yes,
but it is
but
what
it's
it is.
Safety
but
first.
It created a conversation that really engaged
it's
me
about
there
tradition,
in the office.
Because we're about traditions,
yeah,
you know, on
about
the show.
Eggs that are 40 years old. Yeah. It probably stink to high heaven. Holy moly.
But did you hear that the bowl that it's in, he was for your 50th, you said?
It was a
50th. Everybody drank out of this bowl, so that was
well, that makes it even more disgusting.
Yeah. Even, no, that was earlier, right? This was what before we worried about the coronavirus, right?
You said it. You said the word.
No. That's right. I think I found
it's
a cure.
Over.
I think it's drinking from that
well,
bowl.
There you go.
Oh, like, imagine
that. Kill anything.
Maybe I shouldn't say this, but there's a German cognac called Aschbach Uralt, all right? And we poured the bottle of Aschbach Uralt into the snifter.
And with the eggs in it?
No.
Oh, all right, because that could have added to the flavor,
time.
I'm sure. Oh, this is pre-egg.
And we passed it around, and everybody had a little sip. So we finished
like
the whole thing
that's
in
nice.
One passing.
Right.
It's got alcohol, so it was
right, that
sterilized,
was
I guess.
That was
at some
well,
point.
It was pre-coronavirus.
Right. I like it. It's, you know, we're just.
I like the word. What was it? Ashkabula?
He just rolled. Ashbach
Oralt. A S.
The things you learn on this program.
H. Oralt. U R A L T.
Sounds like something from Game of Thrones.
It's actually made in.
There he is.
It sounds very aggressive.
It comes from a very pretty little village in Germany called Rüdesheim.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
if you ever
nice.
Go to Germany, it's a what? Nice little place to visit.
What a beautiful language, German.
Yeah, but that's another topic.
I love it. Wow.
Probably the angriest way to say I love you is in German.
I took that in high school. It was a disaster.
You remember?
How
to say I love you in German?
Ich liebe dich.
Yeah. Ich liebe dich. Yeah. Come on now. That is probably the smoothest way to say I love you ever, isn't
what,
it?
What is it?
I'm not saying it again. I'm sorry.
It's
oh, it's, oh yeah. It's, yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, it is what I'm thinking. Yes.
You know, I mean, there might be,
I-C-H-L-I-E-B-E-R. D-I-C-H-T.
Okay, that's what I thought. It was something similar like that.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Wow.
Isn't it a beautiful way to say I love you?
I'm going
to
put that on my next Valentine's Day card. I like it.
No offense to my German friends.
I took German in high school. It was a disaster. I hated every minute of it.
Well, we are rapidly running out of time. I just want to remind people to stay tuned for something really important coming up. It's going to be the 2020 census. It's really important that you follow up on this because this is how money is funded for hospitals, schools, roads, health insurance, public programs, and much more. So that's really the point of the census. You'll be able to fill it out by online, phone, or mail.
You've been listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
That was fun.